We are learning Mishnah Bava Kama Daf Mem Tesam Abayis, and we are starting 9 lines from the bottom. Hoysa Shivcha V'Nishtachra Oygi Yairis Potter. It says in our Mishnah that if there are no Yarshim, so then since the Chiyuv goes to the Baal, to the husband, there is no Yarshim to the husband, there's no Chiyuv to pay the Mevladus. Amar Rabba Lishonah Shechava Bava Chaya Ger. That's only if the attack, the damage happened when the Ger was alive, so it comes out he is Zoyche in the Mevladus, and they died. We know a ger dies at yarshim. Zochabu min ager. So then the person who has to pay just keeps his money. But if she was pregnant, her husband the ger died, and now happened this attack, and she lost the babies. There, she was zocher her babies from her husband. She's zocher in the babies. He have to give the Mei Vladois to the wife. That's the taina of Rabba. Or Rav Chista, Mari Dichi, which means Mari Dishmaitza. That makes no sense what you're saying. Oh, the Vlad is throwing you, Vizachibu, it's like the Vlad is like some kind of like money that you can just pass it on. Eli Isil Abal, Zochale Rachmana. If the Baal is here, the Rachmana was Zochale, this Din Vladois. Less Labal, Loi. It's Exeris Akosov, that it goes to the Baal or to his Yarshim. If there's no Baal, there's no chiyuv at all. I mean, there's a chiyuv, but there's no baal to collect it. There's no payment at all. The isha doesn't get the vlodas. It's not like Yerusha on the vlodas, that the isha gets it from the husband. So that's what Rav Chista time back. So big machlokes is over here. If there's a damage on the vlodas after the husband's dead, what happens? Do you say it really goes to the husband, but the husband's not here, and then no one gets it, he keeps it? Or do you say that, no, the isha got it? Meisvei.
What's the forget a ger, render? Dead,
because Yarshim are din the kohen machmasai. No, Yarshim kohen machmasai. A wife never is Yarish her husband.
It's out of the Yerushalayim. If he's there,
no right? No, right. Then right. This is like he's here. That's like here. It's like he's here. It belongs to him, and it's Yarshim get it. But a wife does not Yarish her husband. If a wife were Yarish her husband, it'll be din going through the husband. But here, a wife is not Yarish her husband. So how did she get it? Meisvei. From Blunt and Bryce, he gets the Isha. Someone hit an Isha and she lost her Yeladim. Nois Nezek Vatsala Isha, but Mevala is the Baal. You give the Nezek Vatsala to the Isha and the Mevala is to the Baal. Ain't a Baal, there's no Baal, there's a Yarsha. Ain't the Isha, there's no Isha. Nois in Yarsha, you give it to her Yarshim. Which the Gemara before, we had this Bryce before, is that's time by a Grusha, and therefore it doesn't go to the husband, it goes, usually it should go to the husband, the Nezek and Tsar. It goes to the her Yarshim because she was divorced. It says that if it was Shifcha and Shtachra, Ogiyaris, you're Zaycha. And the Gemara assumes that like Tosfos and Fidim Aram explains that it's a Raya from here. Why is it a Raya from here? Because we're assuming it's a case where even the case of Giyaris, married to a Ger, was a case even if the attack happened after the Ger died. Why would you say that? Because we say it like this, because Zoktim Aram Rosh Loima Hoisa Shivcha in Meisa Ger or in Meshuchror Oz Zocha Achayvel Mevladas for Meisa Shivcha Ogir is Zocha Achayvel Benezek Tsar, and just like with Nezek and Tsar, when she died, so Zocha B'Bechol Inyan Sayif the Chavala was B'Chayi Ger Sayif after Misa. The same thing we thought that when it comes to the Mevladas, it's talking about Sai if the Ger is alive or the Ger is dead when the attack happened. That's what we thought right now. So it's a Kasha on Rav Chista. We see it's a Kasha on Rabba. It's a Kasha on Rabba. Rabba said that if the Chavala happened after the Ger died, the Isha gets it. Here it's Mashma. Zocha means the guy who did the damage gets the money no matter what when it's a Ger. Even if the Chavala happened after the Ger died. So the Gemara, no, Amri, me different mesisim. The kim l'shchava b'chayi ger. No, it's brayton with dafka. The Gemara says no, it's not true. The brayton with dafka shchava b'chayi ger. Umeisa ger. Hakanami, that was the case of our mishnah. We said that's dying. Hakanami shchava b'chayi ger. Umeisa ger. The case to when dafka where the chavala happened b'chayi ger and the ger died. That's why there's no payment because the ger was zeichet b'chayav and then he died. We had yorshim, so the guy who's paying it gets it. Boyisim l'acha misa ger. Talking about after misa ger. And Vatani, you know, learn Zachsa. She's takzeich in it, like Rabbi says. Tosfos on top says, "Nam imegia brisa." Claim Zacha means whoever has to be zeich will be zeich. And in case where the chavala happened after the ger died, taka the isha will get it. Zog the Gemara, Lamech Tanoim, maybe it's Machlokes Tanoim. Maybe Rabba and Ram Chista is the Machlokes Tanoim. Bas Yisrael, Shanissus Lager. What happens if you have a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Ger, when it's Abra Menu, and she got pregnant, V'chavola V'chaya Ger, and then V'chaya Ger, there was a Chavola, she lost the babies, Noisin Mevolos Lager, give the Mevolos Lager. If the Chavola happened, La'acha Misager, so it's Machlokes. Tricha the Chayiv, Tricha the Pata. We have here first Machlokes. The Chavola happened after Misager, when the Yom holds Chayiv, and it's Pata. My love, Tanoininu. So the more the Rabba vadi tanoi, because Rabba holds if there's a chavol lacha misager, the loch is a chayv to pay terisha. So here, if my dam says potter, obviously it's not like Rabba, because why should be potter? Give it to the isha. So the Rabba vadi tanoi, it's a chalik tanoi, and he holds the mandam, holds chayv. Good, he has a mandam like him, he has a tana like him that ychayv. Hello, Rav Chista, milei matanoi, is it a chalik tanoi? Whereas, no, I can answer like this. It's not shver two brises. Avada, when you do chavola after misager, it still is potter. So what's the chayiv? Loikasha harabonon harav Shimon ben Gamliel. One's the rabbon, one's the gamliel, which means like this. The Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that the isha gets part of the shvach vladas. So here, avada, even after the ger dies, before the ger dies already, the halacha is that she gets part of shvach vladas. So she gets part of shvach vladas with this. So she gets part of shvach vladas. So that means chayiv. Tanicha the chayiv means Rav Shimon ben Gamliel shita holds the chayiv in shvach vladas to the isha. But the rabban hold that even shvach vladas go to the baal. So here there's no baal here. So that's why nipata only half right now. Going half. We're going half. The truth is you get the whole thing because since there's no one to split it with, you get the whole thing. You get the whole thing. Like kasha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Frank Mary Shimon ben Gamliel. My ear lacha misa. We have to talk after misa. I feel a mechayim nami islay. Even Mechayim wants to get it. It's the palgam. You get a half. So more answer you just said. Mechayim is the palgam. If it's Mechayim, if the ger is still alive, you only get a half. Lacha misa kula, get the whole thing. And that's what means chayiv, it means you get the whole thing. So it's not a machlokes. It is a machlokes, but it's not, the din is not a tanoi. Avad mei vlodas never go to the isha. Chayim is going to go to Shimon ben Gamliel, and Paul is going to Rabbanu. The Bayisim says, it's not even a machlokes. The Bayisim, a hovar of Shimon ben Gamliel. And one is talking about the Shvach Vladas, Kama Shvach Vladas, and Kan, but the Mev Vladas, one's talking about the Mev Vladas, which says you potter, and the other one's talking about the Shvach Vladas, Yechayev. So, Frank the Gemara, doesn't understand exactly what's going on here. Amri, Meshvach Vladas, this is Mev Vladas. If you get the other half of the Shvach Vladas, so you see, you Yerush, like Kilu, something from the husband, so why don't you get Shvach Vladas, why don't you get the Mev Vladas as well? And once you know that, so Meshvach Vladas, Meshvach Vladas. And once you know if you're Shimon Gamliel that the Shvach Vladas equals the Mev Vladas and you get Mev Vladas, so if you're Rabban also, why don't we say you get the Mev Vladas also? Because we see that you learn at the Brisa that you get the Shvach Vladas, so why don't you get the Mev Vladas as well? Amri, no, Loy. Shvach Vladas Shaykh Yodah Begavayu. Shvach Vladas, she already has a Yad in it, Bechayim, Zachir Bekulu. She gets everything when the husband dies. The Mev Vladas, Loy Shaykh Begavayu, she has no din on Mev Vladas, always goes to the husband. She doesn't get the Shvach Vladas at all. There's Melas at all, because she has no Zachian at all. Shvach Vladas really has a Yad in it. So if the husband dies, she gets the whole thing. Now she gets the Mev Vladas, she has no Yad whatsoever, she does not get any part of that. So the bottom line is, we had a Mechlekes Rabban and Chista, if there's a Chavala after the Ger dies, to her Vladas, does she get the Mev Vladas? According to Rabba, she gets the her Mev Vladas. Rav Chista, no. It belongs to the husband. The husband is not alive, does not have any yarshim, is potter. But shvach vladois, that's tali in machlekes for Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon. According to Shimon Gamliel, not only you get half, which you usually get, you get the whole thing. According to Rabbanon, shvach vladois always go to the husband. How do we know that? From the pasuk of Ahara, the xeris goes of Ahara, and therefore, in case where he dies, there's no payment at all, even for the shvach vladois, which means the amount gets worth more. A new shayla about a ger. Once you talked about a ger, now a few more shaylas about a ger. Nothing to do with the Dmei Vlodas anymore. Boy me Rav Yeh v'savam Rav Nachman. Hamachzik v'shtei roysov shel ger. Mao. The halacha is that if you owe money to a ger, you owe $100,000 to the ger, and the ger dies. The halacha is you're not chayiv anymore. Even though the ger has a shtar in his possessions, that shtar has a lien on my property. For example, it's a mortgage. He has a lien on my property. And he's holding the shtar. He dies. Everyone comes running, take his possessions, take his dining room set. They take also his shtar. So it's mean the guy holding the shtar, does he now could go collect me $100,000? The halacha is no. The only shail is the shtar, the piece of paper, which is klaf, you know, it has a certain value, $10. That he can be koinah. The shtar belongs to the ger. That you can be koinah. So what happened was over here is like this. Hamachzik b'shiroisav shel ger. Someone was machzik after the ger died. He ran and grabbed the shtar of the ger. Now, what's the halacha? Man the machzik b'shtar, daited the arrow of the machzik. The one who's machzik in the shtar, it has a mind of that he wants to collect the property, really. And the arrow, you weren't machzik, and it wouldn't even help being machzik on that. And the star also, just to cover your bottle, use the bottle cap, it wasn't akoina. When you grab the star, you thought you're grabbing that guy's mansion. So if you never had a mind to be cutting the star. So you're not cutting the star even for Tolotzo Apitzichose. If someone else comes and takes it now, he's cutting it, because you never tried to be cutting that. Oy Dilma, or maybe you do have a mind on the star. You do chap the delumdus, and you are trying to become a star. That's a shayla of the Gemara. Amalei, oni mari b'chilotzer b'tzichasu b'tzarech. What's he have a mina? They should have daita a star. You think he's going to look for a bottle cap? Amalei, yeah, lotzer. Yes, look at that. So the Gemara has a shayla. The Gemara stays with the shayla. What's the status of a guy who grabs star so garret? Is in his mind $100,000 or in his mind $10? That's really a shayla. What's he going for? Is he going for the piece of paper or is he going for the karka? If he's going for the karka, he's very misinformed. It's not getting him anything. It's not going to help him anything. But then he's not cutting the paper, and someone else can take it from him. But if he knows what he's talking about, all he's doing is being cutting the paper. Then it is a kinyan. Another shayla about a ger. I'm a rabba. Mashkoyne shal yisrael biyad ger. The same thing is here, like this. Not only did he owe the ger $100,000, the ger was holding his Rolex watch. So it's biyad ger, umeis a ger, and the ger dies. And now the Yisrael was really excited. Yisrael came was really excited about the estate. He grabbed the Rolex. We take it away from him. My time, and even the misle ger, since the ger died, pokale shibudai. So then the shibud on that watch fell off. Who owns the watch? I own the watch. And therefore, the Yisrael went to get it, does not get it. Again, the whole din on the watch only has the chi of chayv. There's no chayv anymore once the ger dies. And therefore, it's my watch. What about the opposite case? The ger owed me $100,000, and the ger gave me a gold watch. So now I'm holding on to the gold watch. I was sitting in my house, but I wasn't kind of it yet. I didn't pick it up yet. And Yisrael came in and took it. So the law is, I'm kind of whatever, let's say that Rolex is worth more than he owes me. I am, let's say the Rolex is worth $150,000. The $100,000 of that watch is mine. And only $50,000 goes to the guy who was kind of it. And this guy who went in to get it is kind of the rest. Freight the Gemara, why? Lamaisa, when the ger died, I was sitting in my chatzah, let it be kind of my house, my chatzah should be kind of. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, no chatzah shall adam kind of loy shlemu daitoy. Your chatzah is kind of even shlemu das. Amri, no. I'm married to Chiddush in the Gemara. How come I ask you in the lesser? I'm out of my house. So halacha is kol hecha the isla the day. Kol zman you are in your house, the boyle mikni what's a kind of like you can really pick it up. Kind of like a chatzah, the chatzah is kind of. Less the day. If you're not here, the boy will make the lamatzi kana chaser. You can't be kinder. It's only a half minute. Now like kanya. The Mara's half minute right now is that if you're not here in the town, in the city, or on the premises, your chatzah can't be kinder for you either. Why? Because the chatzah is like a shliach. A shliach only could do as much as you could do. And since I'm not able to be kinder right now because I'm not here, my chatzah can't be kinder either. And therefore, here, if the ger is out of town, someone else went to grab it, more than I'm owed, he gets it. I, my chatzah is kainah. No, your chatzah can't be kainah if you're not here. But the Gemara says, the halacha is not like that. The halacha says, the lesser b'chatzeroi, the loy kainah. Avada, if it's in his chatzah, avada would be kainah even if he's not here. The halacha here was, it was not in his chatzah. It was in a separate place. It was not in his own chatzah. And therefore, when the ger died, he couldn't be kainah. Someone else grabbed it. But avada, if it's in his chatzah and it's mishtameres and it's watched, the halacha is he is koina even if he's not there, and he would be koina the entire watch. But here the case was with someone else, and someone else took it. Therefore, he's only koina kenegem ma'isav.